This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Officials say a driver shortage keeps RTD from restoring more service. Ridership is roughly half of its pre-pandemic levels. But RTD's Jesse Carter says some bus lines, including the Flatiron Flyer between Denver and Boulder, are packed.
I'm quite encouraged by the ridership increase that we've seen on the FF1, and if we have the resources available to do so, we would be looking at implementing a more of the Flatiron Flyer.
RTD says it's trying to step up hiring and no longer mandates driver overtime that led to a high worker turnover. CU Boulder is on track to increase enrollment this year, but community colleges are struggling. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Both CU Boulder and CU Anschutz saw a 2.3% uptick in student enrollment. CU Denver's enrollment fell slightly, and at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, enrollment fell 2.5%. Meantime, enrollment declined at Colorado's community colleges by 0.5%. Chancellor Joe Garcia says the Community College of Denver had a decline of 7%. Officials say the pandemic has forced many older students to withdraw from college in order to take care of school-aged children or work. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Gymnasts abused by former team Dr. Larry Nassar testified before a Senate committee today. Simone Biles said the U.S. Olympic Committee, based in Colorado Springs, knew about the sexual abuse and did nothing. The USOC has apologized for mishandling the abuse. You're listening to CPR News.